That's one of our piano puzzlers. Bruce Adolph is here with Piano Puzzlers, where he takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. That one was This Old Man Coming Rolling Home in the style of Béla Bartók. And Bruce Adolph is here with a brand new piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a listener on the phone whose job it will be to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style you're imitating. Margaret Redmond is joining us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Margaret, what role does music play in your life?
Well, I play oboe in a couple of local symphonies around here, and it's just always been a part of my life.
Well, Margaret, Bruce is just about to play your piano puzzler for you, see if you can figure out the tune he's buried in there and the composer whose style he's imitating. And I haven't heard what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together if you like.
Sounds good.
Okay, here's your piano puzzler. A rather pensive piano puzzler this time around. Margaret, did you hear anything in there that sounded familiar?
Well, I believe I hear a little bit of Woody Guthrie.
That's
this
right.
Land is your land.
That's right.
So, This Land is Your Land, the old Woody Guthrie song. Now, whose style, which composer's style was Bruce imitating there?
Well, I'm having a little bit of trouble with that one. I can tell it's in the 20th century.
That's right. It's actually not so much just in the style, but it's based on the opening of a famous piece by this composer, which makes it both harder and easier, frankly. Because
yeah, if you know it, then.
Yeah, if you know it, it's a lot easier. And stylistically, it makes it a little bit harder because it's so specifically this piece.
Uh-huh. Fred, do you have any ideas?
I have a couple of thoughts, although I have to say I'm not totally sure I know this one. Maybe we can guess a nationality here and try to hone in on it that way.
That's a good idea.
Huh. I was kind of thinking maybe Debussy, but I don't know that it's...
Well, you're absolutely close, but it's not Debussy, but you're very
okay.
close. Yes.
Okay, so...
You're in
it
the right country.
French, at least.
Yes, it's French, and it's around that time.
Oh.
You know what? You think while I play a little bit of it again so people at home can think, too.
French composer, 20th century, friend of Claude Debussy. These two French composers who are often called impressionist composers. I know Debussy didn't like being called that, and I think the gentleman I have in mind never called himself that either.
Right.
But people think of him as an impressionist composer.
Ugh.
I'm thinking of Maurice Ravel.
Ah, yeah. I All I could think of was R.
I know that feeling.
Is that who you had in mind, Bruce?
It is. It's from this is the opening of his piano trio. And this is what is basically, I took exactly the chords, the texture, the rhythms and everything and just threw in that tune.
Well, Margaret, for playing our piano puzzler, we'll send you a new copy of Bruce Adolph's Piano Puzzler book and a recent CD from Bruce Adolph as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Margaret Redmond from Spokane, Washington. What's your public radio station?
KPBX.
Margaret, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fred and Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.